Well, good morning and happy Lord's Day. It is March 27th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to be continuing through Exodus, picking up in chapter 38. Got two more chapters left of Exodus. Ends with chapter 40. Then we have John 17, Proverbs 14, and then we're going to be starting the book of Philippians this morning, the epistle to the Philippians. And so let's get to it. Let's get in the Word. Exodus chapter 38. And he made the altar of burnt offering of shittim wood. 5 cubits was the length thereof, and 5 cubits the breadth thereof. It was 4 square, and 3 cubits the height thereof. And he made the horns thereof of the 4 corners of it. The horns thereof were of the same, and he overlaid it with brass. And he made all the vessels of the altar, the pots, and the shovels, and the basins, and the flesh hooks, and the fire pans, all the vessels thereof made he of brass. And he made for the altar a brazen grate of network under the compass thereof beneath unto the midst of it. And he cast 4 rings for the 4 ends of the grate of brass to be places for the staves. And he made the staves of shittim wood and overlaid them with brass. And he put the staves into the rings on the side of the altar to bear it withal. And he made the altar hollow with boards. And he made the laver of the brass and the foot of it of brass and of the looking glasses of the women assembling, which assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he made the court on the south side, southward. The hangings of the court were of fine twine linen, 100 cubits. And their pillars were 20, and their brazen sockets 20, hooks of pillars, and their fillets were silver. Then for the north side, the hangings were 100 cubits, their pillars were 20, and their sockets brass 20, the hooks of the pillars, and their fillets of silver. Then for the west side were hangings of 50 cubits, their pillars 10, their sockets 10, the hooks and the pillars of fillets of silver. And then for the east side, eastward, 50 cubits, the hangings of the one side of the gate were 15 cubits, their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. And for the other side of the court gate, on the hand and that hand, were hangings of 15 cubits, their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. All the hangings of the court round about were of fine twine linen. And the sockets for the pillars were brass, the hooks of the pillars, and their fillets of silver, and the overlayings of their chapiters of silver, and all the pillars of the courts were filleted with silver. And the hangings of the gate of the court were needlework of blue, of purple, of scarlet, and fine twine linen, and 20 cubits was the length, and height of, and the breadth was 5 cubits, answerable to the hangings of the court. And their pillars were 4, and their sockets of brass 4, and their hooks of silver, and their overlayings of the chapiters, and their fillets of silver. And all the pins of the tabernacle and of the court round about were of brass. And this is the sum of the tabernacle, even of the tabernacle of testimony, as it was counted according to the commandment of Moses for the service of the Levites by the hand of Ithamar, son of Aaron the priest. And Beziel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur of the tribe of Judah, made all that the Lord commanded Moses. And with him was Aholib, and the son of Ashimach, of the tribe of Dan, an engraver and a cunning workman, an embroiderer in blue and purple and in silver, or in scarlet and in fine linen. All the gold that was occupied for the work, in all the work of the holy places, even the gold of the offering, was 20 and 9 talents, 730 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary. And the silver of them that were numbered of the congregation was 100 talents and 1,763 and 15 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary. Abeka for every man that is half a shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary for everyone that went to be numbered from 20 years old and upward for 600,350 men. And of the 100 talents of the silver were cast the sockets of the sanctuary and the sockets of the veil, 100 sockets of the 100 talents, a talent for a socket. And of the 1,775 shekels, he made hooks for the pillars and overlaid their chapiters and filleted them. And the brass of the offering was 70 talents and 2,400 shekels. And therewith he made the sockets to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation and the brazen altar and the brazen grate for it and all the vessels of the altar and the sockets of the court round about and the sockets of the court gate and all the pins of the tabernacle and all the pins of the court round about. That was Exodus 38. Move on over to John 17. John chapter 17. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifest thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of this world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou hast sent me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine. And I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. And while I was with them in the world, I kept them in my name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, and that the scriptures might be fulfilled. And some come I to thee, and now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. And I have given them the word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. And I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, and they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundations of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. That was John chapter 17. Let's move on over to Proverbs chapter 14. Proverbs 14. Mixed up my marker there. Proverbs 14. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. And he that walketh in uprightness feareth the Lord, but he that is perverse in his ways despiseth him. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. Where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the ox. A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. A scorner seeketh wisdom and findeth it not, but knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth. Go from the presence of a foolish man, and when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge. And the wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. Fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor. The heart knoweth his own bitterness, and a stranger doth not intermeddle with his joy. The house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish. And there is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Even in laughter the heart is sorrowful, and the end of that myrrh is heaviness. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. A wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. And he that is soon angry dealeth foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated. The simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. The evil bow down before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. The poor is hated even of his own neighbor, but the rich hath many friends. He that despiseth his neighbor sinneth, but he that hath mercy on the poor, happy is he. Do they not err that devise evil? But mercy and truth shall be to them that devise good. In all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. The crown of the wise is their riches, but the foolish of fools is folly. A true witness delivereth souls, but a deceitful witness speaketh lies. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death. The multitude of people is the king's honor, but in the want of people is the destruction of the prince. He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of his bones. He that oppresseth the poor reproacheth his maker, but he that honoreth him hath mercy on the poor. And the wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous hath hope in his death. Wisdom resteth in the heart of him that hath understanding, but that which is in the midst of the fools is made known. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The king's favor is towards a wise servant, but his wrath is against him that causeth shame. That was Proverbs 14. Let's move on over to start a new book of scripture this morning, the book of Philippians, Philippians chapter 1. Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ to all the saints in Christ Jesus which are at Philippi with the bishops and deacons. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet for me to think this of all of you, because I have you in my heart, and as much as both in my bonds and in my defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye are all partakers of my grace. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. In this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Jesus Christ, being filled with the fruit of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. But I would ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out, rather, under the furtherance of the gospel, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all places and in all other places. And then many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the words without fear. Some indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. The one preach Christ of contention, not sincerely supposing to add affliction to my bonds, but the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. What then? Notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayers and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor, and yet I shall choose, I wot not. What I shall choose, I wot not. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better, but nevertheless to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And having the confidence, and having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for the furtherance and joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you, or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, then in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that of God. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which ye saw in me, and now here to be in me. Amen. That was Philippians chapter 1 and our final reading today for the Lord's Day, March 27th, 2022. Just a reminder, as I say every week, Sunday school and adult Bible class is at 9 15. We would love, love, love to have you and have your kids join us during that time. We're going through Matthew in the adult class, and our kids' classes are awesome. We have awesome Sunday school teachers, so make sure you get them up. Get them to church this morning. It's the best thing for them. And, of course, we have our regular worship service at 10:30. Looking forward to jumping into Daniel chapter 11. And it's been an interesting study, that's for sure. But that said, make sure that if you haven't commented or left a like or a reaction to this video, make sure you do that, and I'll make sure to count it. Good morning to everybody who's already commented. And but that said, why don't we have a word of prayer? Father in heaven, I thank you so much for just this time that we have. Again, as I say all the time, every single day, to be able to open up this book, God, it is everything. It is our treasure. It is our reward. It is our sword, which helps us to fight, God. It is our lamp that guides our feet. Oh, Lord, help us never, ever, ever to neglect this book, God. I pray, God, that as we have now been in the Word of God every single day in 2022, every single morning, going on now almost 3 months, indeed, Lord, that we would develop this habit, that this would be something that just becomes permanent, a permanent thing that we do every single day as believers, that we don't go a day without being in this Word. God, I pray that for myself. I pray that for each one of my brothers and sisters online. I pray, God, that this time would not be one of just that we kind of just do out of duty, but Lord, on the other end of the spectrum, God, that as we read the pages of this book, that we would see why we need to be in it each and every day, God, that it is filled with the words of life, and God, that we need this book. And so, Lord, I just praise you so much for your word. I pray, God, that you'd use it in our hearts. Lord, use the ministries today, which preach this word and teach this word in the hearts and lives of each one, Lord, from our children all the way to our seniors, Lord, all of us, Lord. May we just be consumed with this word and grow from it, Lord, I pray. And so we bless, we ask, Lord, that you bless our Sunday school hour, our services ahead, everything that transpires, Lord. We pray that you would get all the glory for it, in Jesus' name, amen. Have a good one, everybody. See you in a little bit.